Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting third. The first baseman, Preston Ward. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Minor. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Minor. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roy Hartsfield. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam Jethro. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Warren Sparn. And now, play ball. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hartsfield. The throw from Owen and he is safe. Hartsfield steals second. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro strikes out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott strikes out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko strikes out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Crandall moves to second. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr strikes out. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terwilliger moves to third. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terwilliger scores. Owen moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to home to get Owen. Minner moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hartsfield strikes out. One out. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 0-for-1 in the game. Jethro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Minner covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elliott moves to third. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson juggles the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Elliott scores. Gordon moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Braves, 1. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-1 in the game. Holmes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordon moves to third. Crandall moves to second. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball towards center field. Pafko fields the ball and throws to third. Jackson drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Jackson. Gordon scores. Crandall scores. Holmes moves to third. One out. It's 3-1, Braves. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparn hits a fly ball towards Semter. Pafko catches it and throws to home to double up Holmes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Terwilliger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Minor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hartsfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jethro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Jethro reaches second base with a double. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jethro moves to third. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Torgerson moves to second. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jethro scores. Torgerson scores. Elliott moves to second. It's 5-1, Braves. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Crandall takes first base on ball 4. Elliott moves to third. Gordon moves to second. Johnny Vandermeer now pitching. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Kerr. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffcoat takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to second. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive to center field. Jethro throws towards Hartsfield. Hartsfield fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hartsfield. Jethro throws the ball into Hartsfield, who tags Ward trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Jackson scores. Jeffcoat moves to third. Ward moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Braves. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-2 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to home to get Jeffcoat. Ward moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-2 in the game. Pafko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-2 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-2 in the game. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vandermeer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hartsfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Terwilliger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jethro strikes out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Torgerson hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Gordon strikes out. Owen drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gordon out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson strikes out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jeffcoat strikes out. Two outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a pop-up towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 3 in the game. Pafko hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.